this afternoon, the year nine girls from Skeggs Darlinghurst are walking. They're walking 10 kilometres in a walkathon to raise money for the Let's Build a School program in Cambodia. So this is not somewhere else in Darlinghurst. This is in Cambodia. And their goal is to support a salary of an English and computer teacher. Gosh, I didn't know English teachers could do computers as well. And that they want to pay for that teacher for a year. So they've spent, or almost a year, they've spent a lot of time gathering donations. And this year, it's the actual fundraiser has been facilitated by Bethany Lord and Chris Gleisner. And so on the line we have Chris Gleisner, if I can just find her. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, brilliant.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having us on here to promote this. It's amazing. Thanks.
No, that's all right. We want to hear about it. We're not here to promote things, but we're here to hear about them.
No,
and
but
certainly,
yeah,
it's certainly a great cause. So,
yeah.
How did you come about to sort of realize there was a need in Cambodia?
Yeah, I think, you know, like a lot of people, my husband and a friend of ours, Daniela Peloso, you know, for years you send money off to support someone through World Vision, or you do various things, you know, to support poverty. And I think we all just wanted to find a way we could make a more direct contribution and see what we could do if we just got our local community together, friends, families, see what we could do to raise money. And we all had a real passionate belief that educational opportunities are a pathway to fighting poverty and oppression. Cambodia was an obvious choice to us because it's one of the poorest countries in Southeast Asia. So we did a bit of research and found an organization, World Assistance for Cambodia, who matched us up to sponsor school.
And it's also a very young population too, isn't it?
I mean, very young.
The terrible things that happened in Cambodia that there's a lot of young people.
Absolutely.
And I suppose they haven't got the facilities for them, have they?
That's right. You know, I mean, a lot of people already know about the legacy of Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, and so many teachers and educated people were killed, you know, and they're still living in vicarious trauma from that. But a lot of these rural areas, they lost so much tradition, so much, you know, of their educated, so many of their educated people. And the country's really been struggling ever since.
Well, like they targeted teachers and anyone.
That's right.
Anyone
that's
that
right.
knew anything, I suppose.
Absolutely.
So they've lost a whole lot of their, I guess, cultural memory as well.
That's right. I mean, we take so much for granted in Australia. You know, you go to a classroom in rural Cambodia, and anyone, almost anyone, educated in Australia, you know, has had some opportunity for reasonable education. You know, there are some exceptions, we know, but you go to a classroom there, the teachers don't have the opportunity to they don't have the example. You know, you could, any of us could almost teach a class just based on mimicking our teachers growing up. You know, they don't even have that. So the issues are layered. You know, you need teachers in the first place. So that's why our focus is, and that's the focus of what the Skeggs girls are raising money for, because we really believe if we can get good teachers in there and train them, they're the ones that are going to
help. And can English teachers work a computer?
Yeah, yeah. So I
things
yeah,
have changed since I was at school.
Yeah, I know. Well, they only have, look, we've provided the computers. We've provided.
Have you already? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. We've got computers. We pay for electricity. We pay for an internet connection, which is a little bit sketchy,
dodgy,
but
yeah,
they can get a bit of an internet connection. And the teachers are, they're capable of doing both. It's a lot to do both, so we're hoping to expand. And actually, we're really inspired by the Year 9 girls have, Bethany Lord, their coordinator, has said, really, these girls have done this themselves. So, I mean, it's just fantastic. And it's inspired us, too, because
so
with them raising that money, we can maybe get more teachers, you know. And that's what we need. Because it'd be great if the English teacher could just teach English, the computers teacher could just teach computers, because it's a lot they can do it, but it's a lot for them to take on board.
Oh, yeah. Look, I was just having a dig. Don't worry about that. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're very competent people.
Yeah.
And so the Year 9 girls, did they come up with this idea first, or how did
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did themselves. That's excellent.
Yeah, they did it all themselves. The teacher basically said, I just ordered the bus, you know, to get them to the walk-a-thon. You know, in Year 9, I think just them getting that awareness for the need globally for these things, and then them just taking it on board and doing it all, what a great experience for them to have it at an age like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are they walking today? Or?
They are walking today,
wow.
Yeah.
So where would we see them walking?
They've asked us to sort of not publicize where they're, because
right.
It's just the girls, you know, school things. But they are walking in Sydney, and it'll be this afternoon.
Yeah.
They've actually raised their goal. But I mean, as I said, there's so much need. We have a list a mile long
of
things we want to achieve there. So anything extra is just wonderful.
So if people were interested in helping you out, where would they go?
Yeah, they can go to the GoFundMe. They've got a page on GoFundMe, which a lot of people are familiar with that site. And I think the easiest way is if you just search Skeggs, SCEGGS, they'll come. I've done it myself, so that'll come up like the first thing on the GoFundMe page when you search that. So just SCEGGS. And if people want to support what we're doing otherwise, we have a website called letsbuildaschool.com.au. So there's also a donate page there. Or if they just are interested in what we're doing and want to get involved, we've got lots of information there, which we, you know, don't have time to go into all that on the program here. But they can have a little browse and see what we do.
Yeah,
well, we have fundraisers throughout the year.
It's great, and I suppose in Year 9 they've got a bit more time to do this before they get stuck into, Year 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah, that's right.
Crisis. So
that's right.
It's good that they're doing this right now, and more power to them.